First, South Africa already has one of the world's highest crime rates, and now bandits are refining their techniques with a new trend. They are robbing money trucks. Those are the armored cars that transport cash, and they're hitting an average of one every day. From Cape Town, Amy Costello reports that the situation has become so dire that some people want to call in the army.
Last month, a gang of men at a Durban shopping mall stole more than $400,000 from guards who were restocking ATM machines. Thieves have gotten away with tens of millions of dollars in similar heists in recent years. Johan Berger is a senior researcher with South Africa's Institute for Security Studies. He says the criminals succeed partly because they're patient.
They would often spend a lot of time, many days and even weeks, on staking out these cash and transit vehicles. They would check the routine that these guards use and observe as much as they can before they actually carry out such an attack.
Police say the number of cash and transit heists increased by 74% last year. Most of the thefts attract attention here because the criminals are often violent and they're not afraid to carry out their crimes in public places. The men are heavily armed and work in groups of 10 or more, which makes it difficult for police to stop them. Observers say that many of the criminals have military training. Nick Borain is an independent political analyst based in Cape Town.
They will shoot even through bulletproof glass, with usually AK-47s, and they will break their way into the vehicle either by shooting their way into the vehicle using explosives. They'll be holding up the traffic while this is happening.
It's a frightening scene for commuters. It's worse for guards who are transporting the cash.
It's a nightmare, really, because every day we do feel that we might be killed.
George Retabile Maduna is a guard with Coin Security, one of South Africa's largest cash-in-transit companies. He says his colleagues are never sure whether they will make it back alive from their jobs.
Everyone prays, God, can I go and come back safe? That's always what goes through our mind. You can see their face, that these guys, they are very, very afraid, but they have to do it.
Maduna says he would like to get a safer job, but he earns about $630 a month. That's 3 to 4 times what a regular security guard makes in South Africa. Maduna says it's not enough for such dangerous work. Cash and transit companies say these crimes are particularly bad in the nation's big cities, but they are occurring across the country, even in rural areas. None of the nation's top three cash and transit companies responded to repeated requests for interviews for this story. Unions have called for the army to provide escorts for cash and transit vehicles, but the government has so far refused. Guards like Maduna complain that they are armed with nothing more than 9mm pistols.
We have to face AK-47s with those 9mm.
And no bulletproof vest.
No bulletproof vest. And sometimes find we are two in a van or the truck, but we have to face more than 20 people or more than 10 sometimes. That's what happens on a daily basis.
It is a kind of arms race.
Nick Borain says cash and transit companies will have to start paying up.
They need trained personnel who can defend themselves also with automatic weapons. They need vehicles that can cope with the kinds of technologies being used by the criminals. They are clearly being outgunned and outmaneuvered and outstrategized, and technologically they're outstripped by the criminals.
The cash and transit companies are trying to fight back. They're working to make their vehicles harder to break into. Some vans are armored. Others are weighted with special bumpers installed low to the ground. That makes the vans more difficult to topple when criminals try to ram them off the road, as they often do. It's proving even more challenging for companies to root out one of the biggest threats against them, corrupt employees. Johan Berger says criminals rely on insiders.
They would start with receiving information from either people that they recruited from private security companies, and very often also just by bribing officials working for private security companies.
Police expect the number of cash and transit heists to rise as the holiday season approaches. They suspect criminals will try and profit from the surge in cash being delivered between businesses and banks. For their part, cash and transit companies and the police say they have plans in place to combat the expected increase in robberies. They won't reveal details for fear of tipping off the criminals. For NPR News, I'm Amy Costello in Cape Town, South Africa.